Welcome, Enter the Light.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Enter the Light, and we are Friday night, and it's 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, and it is November 10th, 2017, and we are starting our show. And here tonight, my name is Jan Drake Bakke. Tonight we have Ryan Adragna and Lynn Bleasdale. And we are the regulars on Enter the Light, and I just want to welcome them in. And hi, Ryan and Lynn.
Hello.
So I thought we Ryan had suggested compassion as the theme for tonight, and I think that's a beautiful subject. And so I do have a poem, but I think I'll go ahead and let Ryan start it off about compassion.
Yeah, I mean, you know, truth be told, I think compassion is the duality of fear in a way, where you have to. There are a lot of negative energies out there in the world today, and it's easy for someone to, I don't know, for example, when you watch the news, there's a lot of negative news out there, and when there's victims out there, for example, the Vegas shooting or Hurricane Irma or whatever, it pulls on your heartstrings. So the compassion is there, and in my mind, from a healing perspective, sometimes, and I hate to say it this way, but sometimes it takes a disaster for humanity to understand and comprehend what compassion is all about. And that's hard for a lot of people to understand. It's hard for me to understand, too. But when you look at the aftermath of any tragedies out there, what you see is compassion and humanity, where they come together and they and they bring together love and support around humankind. And someday humanity will just be compassionate without a tragedy before it. So, you know, wouldn't it be nice someday just for humanity to say, you know, I am compassionate for my fellow human being, but I don't need a tragedy to make it happen. It just happens naturally. So, you know, and that's kind of why I brought that subject up. It's just, it's one of those things that pulls on your heartstrings. And you just say, hey, what does it take for me to naturally feel compassion? Does it take a tragedy, or is it something that I naturally love to do? So, yeah. So, that's my thoughts on that subject anyways. So I'm sorry I kind of babbled on there, but
it's beautiful, Ryan. I love what you're saying. It's so true, and thanks for saying all that. And I am living in Las Vegas, and that whole tragedy, the massacre, was unbelievable. But it's still happening how everybody is pulling together here in our city, and the love in the community has it's just amazing what's going on. And it's terrible that had to happen to see, you know, to make something like this happen within our city. But it's also wonderful to see how many people come together for this too. They rose to the occasion without a hesitation too, just everybody did. And so it gives you a lot of hope in humanity. It shows that our humanity is farther along than we think, that love comes first. Love is the the main component here with compassion, and so it's been proven to us, and so that's so neat to see that. And it's too bad that we had to go through that, of course, or any other place, and we're having a lot of this stuff going on. So anyway, I'm going to just go ahead and let Lynn talk about it too. Lynn?
Okay. Yeah, I've been thinking about a really simple little line from a movie called Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, which I like to live by, and that's just be excellent to each other and party on. Because everybody's going through something, no matter what, no matter if you're rich, you're poor, whatever, everybody's going through something. Why make the journey harder for them? You know, we can just be excellent to each other. And I sort of going through, I actually did look up the meaning of compassion, and, you know, the prefix com, meaning with, and passion, depending on how you define the word, is love. It's the love and the concern for another as much as yourself on the earth. And as Ryan and Jan both said, like, that should be a natural state of things. We should be walking in heaven, treating each other excellently. You know, that would be the way to go. And that's, you know, peace on earth for me. But I think we have a long way to go to get that. But if we can be light and not shadow to each other, that's, like, easy. I was looking at comparative religions, and there isn't a single one that doesn't have some version of the golden rule. So, you know, right. Do as you would be done by, right? Yeah. I feel like I'm missing stuff, but that's about all I can think of for now. Just that we really should be walking the walk, you know, not just talking the talk. Just do a little deed, do 10 good deeds every day, pay it forward, and just see everyone for the good and the bad, you know. I feel like now I'm babbling, so Jan, I'm going to put it back to you for your poetry.
Sure. That was so amazing, Lynn. Thank you.
Yeah,
I love it.
You.
I wrote that down. Let's be excellent to each other and party on. I love that.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Wrote it.
Well, watch the movie. It's so much fun. Yeah, George Carlin is in it.
Thank you, Lynn. That was awesome. And if I could add one more thing to that, you know, I've died twice in my life, and you so nailed it, Lynn, in the fact that there's no such thing as 100% correct religion, if I can put it in that context. If you look at the spoke of a wheel, all those spokes lead to the hub. And there's no one spoke that's 100% correct. So, you know, and all the spokes lead to what we call prime source, God, Allah, whatever you have. So, you know, you're absolutely correct. You know, you can be a Buddhist, a Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Protestant, atheist, agnostic, you know, all those spokes eventually lead back to hub, which is prime source. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. And that's what I found out anyway. So, yeah, thank you for that.
And that is cool because the golden rule, I totally love that because I agree. It goes with every religion. It runs through every philosophy. And so, anyway,
yep.
I love that. Thank you, Ryan, too. Well, okay, then I'll just go ahead and share the poem. And I just jotted stuff down. It's not real poemy. It's just kind of a bunch of words. But it's called The Compassionate Heart. And it says, "Don't be so hard on yourself. That doesn't help others. But when you have compassion for yourself, then you have compassion for your sisters and brothers. It's nice to have a compassionate heart than to win an argument, or to be right, or to be ahead. The compassionate heart wins every time, without a lot said. To be compassionate toward another in any phase of life helps them find their path to truth with more ease, helps you surrender your worry trying to please. A compassionate heart reminds you of knowing that by not judging someone else for their choices or mistakes, as you may have already made, or may make the same ones in the future, have some compassion, for goodness sakes. A compassionate heart accepts, inspires, loves, encourages, acknowledges, and humors another. For a mother or father, a spouse or lover, a cousin or friend, an animal, an acquaintance, again and again, there is no end. Don't be so hard on yourself. That doesn't help you or me. Life is short and so fleeting at times. Let's have more compassion for ourselves and everyone as we hold hands with our world peacefully. And that's that poem.
That's lovely.
Wow, yeah. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.
You got another one?
Right. I do have another one, as a matter of fact. Yep, it's called, there's a flyer in my way right here. It's called Teardrops of Forgiveness. And it goes, gentle as they come to us, relieving the past, always there in the present, they bear a bridge to healing. Their warmth will last. Tenderness do they ask of us. Surrender is their job. Kindness is their mode of travel. They can lead into a cathartic sob. Quietly, they alter one's awareness, a newfound disposition, shedding the weight of unfairness. Now a new day, a new recognition. Those teardrops of forgiveness are the deep waters of our soul. We share them painfully, joyfully, as life has taken its toll. And that's it.
Oh, neat. Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. Very nice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
All right. Well, are we ready?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think
so. Three callers waiting. Oh. Yeah, we should get on with it.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. So let's see.
All right.
It looks like 8:05. So here we go. Welcome, 8:05.
Hi, this is Donna. Hi, this is Donna.
Hey, Donna.
I enjoyed your poems. Those were lovely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Donna.
You really
where are you
have
from?
Talent that writing.
Thank
I'm
you
from
very
California.
Much. Okay. And do you have questions? A question?
No, I can hear the spirits once in a while and see them, but trying to do it. It just happens. And I heard my mother come in loud and clear, and she said I was going to be rewarded. So I didn't know if that meant after I die or in this lifetime with maybe a husband coming in or more money or a lifestyle change or I don't know. I don't know what you if you're picking up anything, Miss Anne.
Let's see now. I'm going to let anybody who wants to go. I am picking up an animal, and I can give it if you both would like me to, so that you have a little more time. Something's coming through very
fast.
Yeah,
I can answer Donna right away.
Okay.
Okay.
If I don't mean to interject here, I'm sorry. If anybody else wants to come. Donna. It's my third eye which is buzzing right now, or your third eye. They're talking about mediumship, and you're kind of blocking yourself a little bit there. So your third eye is your pineal gland or your sixth chakra. So what they're talking about is you should be open up to and I don't know how much you know about about your third eye or about the sixth chakra. Do you know anything about that by chance?
One time, about 30 years ago, I saw a whole movie play out, and I think it was in my third eye.
Mm-hmm. So right now it's kind of rusted shut a little bit. So what they're asking you to do is, no, that's not a negative thing. It's a good thing. That's your desire and your intent is there. What I'm picking up is it's not spinning as it should be. So focus on opening up your third eye a little bit, and your guides and your angels really want you to get back to where you were. a long time ago, and it sounds like you said this like 30 years ago. I don't know. You know, they want you to get back to your innocence of, you know, of being that 5 or 6 year old again, where you said, ah, because I bet when you were at that age, you saw a lot of things that didn't seem normal to you from a physical perspective. And now that you're a fully matured adult, you have that desire again. You have the desire to see the spirit world again. So it'll take a little bit of time and exercise for you to kind of open up that that bridge to the spirit world, which is your pineal gland. So, yeah, that's does that make sense to you? Or am I totally off?
Donna, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
How'd that
I'm
go
here.
For you?
Very good. Thank you. Hello?
All right. So I guess we'll go to Lynn then. Lynn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a few things written down. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
So you hear spirit. It's like your clairaudient.
I'm very clairaudient, yeah.
Yeah, is that the right word? It feels funny, but yeah, clairaudience is the ability. Okay, and so your mom said you'll be rewarded, but I'm sensing this is not a material reward she's referring to. Okay, it's more like an energetic, an achievement. Okay, and you're on a path of developing your psychic skills, are you? Your abilities?
Yeah, I'm trying to, yeah.
Yeah,
I do a lot of meditation. I'm in the quiet a lot.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's what I think more the reward she's referring to. The suggestion comes in to take some shots with a flash and see if you can pick up some orbs in your surroundings.
Okay.
See if you can. If you are interested, there's a dynamite little site on Facebook called Heaven's Hello. It's Peggy O'Neill. She's just amazing. And you can see some really cool videos of orbs flying around people's rooms and stuff. It's really neat. And she's on Facebook, so check her out. They say skip the small stuff. Slow down a little bit and try mindful focus. If you do find that monkey mind running away with you, focus immediately on anything that's around you, just to bring your attention back to the moment. And let's see, slow down. And yeah, just so you're doing great, but I think you need to pay attention even more, because the more you develop this ability, the more you have to work at it. It's really like it's practice, 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 and then you get to Carnegie Hall. And also, before I run you over to Jan, the name either Len or Leonard comes through, the number 16 and the sign of Libra. Okay? And I'll leave you with that and put you over to Jan.
Hi, Donna. What I saw right away was a butterfly that came in for you. It was kind of green and blue colors, and it butterfly is saying lighten up and don't take things so seriously and get ready for a big change, where an old habit, way of thinking, or lifestyle is going out and a new way of being is coming in, and it's time to make the changes you've been considering, and express yourself by wearing more colorful clothing. And that's what the butterfly represents too, is color. And it's the time of change and transition. That's what the butterfly means. And it's, you have encouragement to freely express the love you feel to those around you, and to flow with your cycles, your natural cycles of life, and appreciate the natural cycles of life. And to to be in a readily and easily changing atmosphere is what they're saying. So that's kind of what the butterfly represents. It's like a whole change. And so that's probably what you're moving into also when you're receiving all this psychic awareness that's coming through the clairaudience. I have clairaudience too, and so it does. It starts to come in, and it, little by little, and then all of a sudden, like what Lynn says, if you practice at it, and it'll just come in more and more. And so that's kind of neat. So anyway, I'm going to leave you with that. How does that sound? Are you still there? Donna? Okay. Well, anyway, hopefully she got to hear what we all said, and she can go back to the archives and listen to it, too. I think then, are we ready to go on? There's another person who's been waiting a long time here.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so here we go to 609. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, good. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Sorry about the voice. My name's Susan, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, great. And do you have a question?
I've been dealing with a serious health issue and just wondering what you guys pick up.
You know, I have kind of a health problem myself. I know it's a real bugaboo, but I'm seeing an animal. I'm just going to go ahead and give the animal. I want the other two to have plenty of time here. It's a bird flying in the air, and it looks like a stork. And so let's just go with that. It kind of looked like a pelican a pelican, but I don't think it is. So let's just go with what they say with that. See how that goes. And you can tell us what your health thing is in a minute. It says, get ready for a new birth into different expression of yourself. This is a good time to return to your original home or place where you grew up. And notice how it feels, if it's the same or different. Spend dedicated time to your home and family. Even doing rhythms, you know, like primal energy rhythms, drumming, rattling, or just some type of rhythmic movement would be nice for you. Doing any kind of sacred dance. I don't know if your health problem allows you to do that, but you might want to do something with rhythm. And it says that you are very caring and nurturing, and it talks about doing some nice sacred practices with dancing, and also to communicate with your body. Body language to allow expression. So I'm going to just go ahead and leave you with that and let Lynn or Ryan take over. I hope that helped you.
It's interesting, yeah.
What's that?
I said it's interesting. I mean, the dancing part I can't really do because I'm having trouble with my legs.
Okay.
Right. I did move back home like 2 years ago. So I moved back to my mother's home 2 years ago.
Oh.
So
okay.
I have stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. So, it's kind of took a turn and,
Yep.
Doctor said 6 months without treatment, so I'm, it's just kind of, okay, what do I do?
Okay.
Been living with it for 4 years, so.
Wow, that's so intense. I'm sorry to hear that. Do you go to any type of healing circles with people?
No, I don't. Lately, I don't even get out much. So,
Okay. Can people come to you? Like, can I'm just thinking about people laying their hands on you or doing a circle with you, and doing a prayer circle type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done anything like that?
I'm a Reiki healer, so I have, done like Reiki shares and, you know, with other people, but this was years ago.
Right. Wow. Well, I will definitely keep you in my prayers, and I think that the message from that animal would be more in listening to nice music for you and maybe rhythmic music for your body and for your mind, and but something gentle. I wouldn't say anything intense. I'm wondering if you do listen to music that might be nice for you also. And I think that I want to pass it on over to Ryan or Lynn right now. And I want to send you all my healing prayers to you, and God bless you. And I hope that you will ask more people to come over and do circles with you of prayer. I think that would be really nice.
Okay.
They're so powerful. They're so powerful. They really are.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Hey,
there he goes.
Sorry.
Good. No, I was hoping you would go.
Okay. Hey, Susan, how you doing? This is Ryan calling.
Hi.
Ryan talking to you. Excuse me. Are you on Facebook by chance, or do you have an email account by chance?
I'm on Facebook, and I do have email.
Okay. Go ahead and punch my name on Facebook, Ryan Madragna. That's, I don't know if they have a pen and paper on you by chance. The last name
is my iPad. I can type in the name. How are you spelling your last name?
Madragna. So Ryan Madragna, Madragna, and from there you can find me pretty quickly. My website's on there. You said metastatic. I hope I don't pronounce this incorrectly. Metastatic breast cancer.
Yeah, it started out in the breast, and then that just basically means that it spread from the original site. So now it's in the liver. So.
Okay. So here's the thing, Suzanne. I don't know if you know much about me, but I'm an energy healer. And this I can tell you. I can feel your energy fields, and I'm not a Reiki master, so don't get me wrong. I'm not certified or anything of that nature, but I can tell you that your second through your fifth chakras are not spinning, and they're all and don't get upset when I say this, but they're kind of a little messed up a little bit, if you get my drift. But what I can do is, I'm not a fan of promoting myself on the air like this. But if you want to have a private offline conversation, conversation with me, I would be glad to help you out, and I would do that at no charge. Mm-hmm. I'll say that on the air. So cancer. Sometimes it's a lesson, and sometimes it's an experience. Sometimes it's a contract. I don't know. just know that I can pick up the depression in your voice right now. I can pick up those energies. Just know that I will work with you offline and see if we can help you out here. I don't know the genesis of this right now, but I would have to figure it out. So, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I don't know the genesis of how this happened to you, but let's see if we can talk offline about this and see if we can get you figured out. Because you have a lot of negative energies in your body right now. That's not helping. It's not serving you. You're at that state where you're like, oh my God, is this another thing I have to deal with? Type of thing. I have to wake up to this every day, and that's not helpful. It doesn't serve you. So yeah, go ahead and reach out to me on Facebook, and we'll see what we can do to help you out. Are you okay with that?
That's fine.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm offering to you to this on the house. So, I mean, it's your prerogative if you want to step forward or not. Just know that I don't have a fast reading solution for you. Say, okay, well, Sue, you need to do this, that, and the other thing. It's just, right now you have a lot of negative energies in your body that need to be cleaned and cleared, and hopefully we can help you out, okay?
Okay.
So keep your chin up. Keep your chin up, darling, okay?
Okay.
So that's all I've got.
That's okay.
That's awesome, Ryan.
Okay.
And Lynn?
Shall I go?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
I'd like to recommend a book for you to read right now. It's by Dr. Wayne Dyer, and it's called I Can See Clearly Now. Have you had that book or read it?
I actually think I have it downloaded on my Kindle.
Fantastic.
Wayne Dyer.
Wonderful time. Yeah. It's a really good time to reread that or read it. And there's a good message for that for you right now in there. And I'm getting that there's something energetically that you've got to change. And it's not like blaming. It's just... it's more like you need to rev up your engine as well as you can. And I'm not saying you're having sunny days every day. That's not where I'm coming from. But if you can, as Ryan says, start to get your chakras spinning a little bit more quickly. That's going to tie into a lot of what's in that book about how the body can heal itself and you can connect with your body. Where are we? Oh, and also, when I was listening to you talk, I was getting a really constricted feeling in my throat and in my shoulders, and it felt like there's something that's not being released in you, like words that need to be said. I wrote it down here. There's a compressed energy that really needs to be released, and it says here, just write it or speak it, like get a little recorder or a camera, whatever, and do a little verbal diary. Or if you like to write a little diary, with text. But express yourself, I think, is what it comes down to. Express stuff that you're blocking inside and not releasing. And it doesn't matter if anyone reads it. In fact, that's probably the point. Just get whatever's blocked up in there. Just say it, and say it without any worry about anyone else listening or watching. Just get it out there for you. And also, The name, it's either Daisy or it's Marguerite, and they are it's the same name, but Marguerite in French means Daisy. So that is coming through, and I'm not sure if it's Daisy or Marguerite, but anyway, that's a name that's coming through for you. Okay, you're in really good hands with Ryan. He's like just one of the best, so I would contact him and roll it from there. Okay, love? And
sure.
Send you all kinds of love and light, okay? Coming your way.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Susan.
I was going to say, as for the voice, actually, I was in the hospital a week ago, and I had an infection, and I kind of lost my voice for a while, and it's coming back, but it's,
Well,
yeah.
You use that voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speak up. Yeah. Speak your truth, hon.
I, Susan, I was just going to just echo what Lynn said. Your fifth chakra is not spinning right now because you're biting your lip a lot. You're not speaking your truth. And all your chakras are connected from your second to your fifth. Actually, all of them are connected from your first to your seventh. So it's like a domino. You know the old game dominoes from high school or middle school or when one chakra gets upset, it affects the others up and down. So when you, and Lynn just hit it right on the nail, you haven't been, I hate to speak the truth here because my spirit team always calls a spade a spade, so I apologize for this, but you're not speaking your truth, and you haven't been for a while, and you're biting your lip a lot. So you don't be afraid to do that. And don't worry about making other people mad around you, because guess what? You know, you're a beautiful soul. You're a beautiful woman, and you have to get over the you have to, because you're an empath. You have to just say, guess what? I'm going to speak my mind tactfully, or speak my mind how I feel. And like Eleanor Roosevelt used to say, what anybody thinks of me is none of my business. So if someone gives you the business, just say, hey, guess what? I don't care. You can talk smack to me. You can talk whatever, and don't let it get to you. So speak your truth, like Lynn was saying. And I really think that your fifth chakra will start spinning again. And there'll be a progression, like a domino effect, all the way down your spine, and you should be golden. Okay. Does that make sense?
I guess. I mean, you know, it's never fun when somebody like gives you a time frame. I asked for it. He didn't just tell me. I just said, you know, like. How bad are we talking? You know.
and. From a healing perspective, it's not like a light switch where you can flick it on and flick it off, okay? I mean, if I were to do a healing session on you next week, sometimes it's instantaneous, or sometimes it takes a few days, but it's an integration, it's a process. It's where you say, okay, now I'm starting to feel this a few days later, and I get many people that say to me, Ryan, you worked on me last week, and now I'm noticing a marked contrast. I'm not trying to promote myself, but just to let you know that when it comes to healing, or when it comes to the spirit world or what you're looking for, sometimes it takes a little bit of time because you have to reverse the dualities. You have to reverse the negativities. And that's not always instantaneous, you know. I mean, it takes some time, you know. I mean, I wish it was instantaneous.
Yeah.
You know. Wish, you know, you fall out of love with someone, and then you flip the light switch, and you fall in with someone and in love with someone right away, and you're like, holy cow, that was fast. I wish it was, but. You know, that's kind of the reality of the third dimensional plane that we're in right now. So I hope that helps.
It does. It does. Thank you for the time.
Yeah. Sorry I interjected there. I didn't mean to talk so long.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, don't give up, Susan. Never give up, okay?
Okay.
Hey.
Susan, we're really glad that you...
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, Susan, do yourself a favor if you have a bathtub in your home or wherever you are. Do yourself a favor and take an Epsom salt bath or an Epsom salt shower, okay?
Okay.
That will help you.
An Epsom salt shower. I never heard that before.
Well, some people who don't have bathtubs, what they'll do is they'll get on their shower head. They'll put the Epsom salt on the top of their head, and they'll rub their body down and just wash it off with the shower head. So that's what I meant by that.
Cool. Okay.
Cool. Dry your tears. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
This is all great info, and I'm Susan, I'm glad that you called in because you got some of the best info. And these people are just really spot on, and I just really recommend you talking to Ryan later on. He's worked on me several times, and he's a miracle worker. So he works with the archangels. He works with Michael, Raphael, Anton, and Jesus, and they're the biggies. And I promise you, he's going to help. He really will. I mean, you will get help. So just go ahead and try it out, and I wish you all the best. We all do, and we're praying for you. So, and please be welcome to call back. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right, then. So we have 804 who's been waiting for 35, almost 36 minutes now. And those were great readings from both of you. That was just beautiful. I'm almost in tears.
Yeah. That was, yeah, that's a rough one. That was a rough one.
It sure was. But you guys did a great job. So let's go to 804. Here we go.
Hi. 804. Good evening.
Good evening. And who are we talking to?
My name is Hugh, and I just came across your show related to compassion. I'm an empath, and I will be praying for Susan, too. And I have a couple of things I'd like to give to Ryan that he might look over if he's in communication with her that might be helpful. There's a tremendous new documentary movie out called Heal. Dr. Michael Beckwith is in it, as well as a host of others. And also there is a website. It's light, LightParty.com. Dr. Zavid Raphael has part of it is a whole host of holistic medical information. He's a medical doctor, but another part of it is something called Artainment, ArtainMent.com, which has got beautiful kaleidoscopic images and mandalas with music in the background. It's been proven to be soothing and therapeutic for people to watch, too. So you can check those out, and hopefully they'll be helpful to Susan. I'd like to just share my name, too, so she can see who I am on the Internet. I've had a pretty bizarre life, and my name is Hugh, H-U-G-H. The last name, Trawlson, is spelled T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy. I lost my Earth Angel wife of 35 and a half years in January 2007. She was adjusting a necklace on her neck and was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. And she wasn't expected to live more than a couple of weeks, but she went all the way from May until the end of January in 2007. And a month and a half after she died, I almost died. I'm in the veterans healthcare system, and I have a host of all kinds of things COPD. I had prostate cancer with the seed implants when I first came into the veterans healthcare system. When I went to the pulmonary clinic, the doctor took one look at me and said, "You're going to be dead in 6 months." I said, "Nice meeting you too, doc. Hope you're having a good day." You never know in life, but one thing I will say is that we all incarnate on this planet to learn what my wife taught me so beautifully, the lesson of unconditional love. And as we learn it, we're supposed to be a blessing to others. That's what we're truly here for. And so if you just go into gratitude with every breath that you have for the rest of the time that you're here, and even just doing something, creating a legacy in any way that you can. I've authored a few different poems. Actually, there's one that Maya Angelou even commented on if you put my name, Hugh Charleston, on YouTube. But I would just like to give one quickly here, too, that I offered, that I actually resonate with Jesus Christ, and it's not about religion, it's a Christ consciousness. But this poem is titled, "Jesus Bless Me Today," and it reads, "Jesus bless me today. He showed me how to live life in a whole new way. Each and every day, he told me forgiveness, love, and prayer is the only way, and that tears and fears will just melt away when kindness and love come to stay. He told me that by looking within, I am never without, because with Jesus in my heart, I have unlimited clout. Jesus blessed me today, and I pray he will bless you in the very same way. Feel a bliss and become very smart. Just invite Jesus to come into your heart." So I hope that might be helpful. And there is another quick poem that's on a blog, the word creativity777.com, which actually has a picture of my Earth Angel wife on her wedding day. And that poem is a true life motivator for me. It's titled Caring, Sharing. It reads, "If you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed." So stay in gratitude, and every breath you take is a gift from God. You're here for that love. Bring out the love to the world.
Oh, wow. That was just beautiful. Thank you very much, Hugh. For I wrote down every single website, and we really appreciate it. And thank you for the poems. I love poetry, too. They were just beautiful. And I love Jesus, too. Thank you so much.
I'm only concerned about, because I know I'm here to be a blessing to mankind, and people are just too focused on the material world. I see the old paradigms of the control, conquer, and divide breaking down very rapidly, but there's too much chaos. People, they stay in their comfort zones, and they're not into the spirituality and unconditional love the way they should be. So are you seeing me getting the information out bigger and better? Now I'm looking for a core group. I'm actually looking to transform the entire fields of economics, education, politics, religion, and more, and empowering women and indigenous people in the process, based on the new paradigms of spirituality and unconditional agape love. Anything you can tell me in that regard would be helpful.
I'm going to go quickly because we're running out of time now, but I did see a dragonfly for you. It was a blue dragonfly, and so I'm just going to leave you with that. The dragonfly is a very beautiful animal, and much like the butterfly, but it has a few other qualities too. It deals with color, and it deals with the spirit, and you're very spiritual, obviously, and so... I'll just read one little thing, and then I'll hand it right over to Ryan, and very quickly, because we're just right about. Be on the lookout for any falsehoods, deceit, or illusions that can cloud anything in your current relationships right now. This is a time when magic and mystery of life is reawakening for you, and it's time now to recharge your psychic energy and just simply enjoy everything that you're going through and all the transformation that's happening, just like the butterfly. So with that, I'm just going to send you to Ryan, and thank you very much for all your sharing with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Hi, Hugh. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, you've had a full plate this year. There's no doubt about that. Just know that your wife comes around you a lot, okay? Once you get over your, and this is very fresh for you, because you said that she passed away in, I hope I don't misspeak here, she passed away in January 2017?
No, 2007.
Excuse me, it's 2007. Okay, so she comes around you quite a bit. Okay?
Oh, I know that, yes. I think she
yep.
transitioned because she was a very powerful spiritual teacher for me, and if she was alive, she would be doting on me, and we'd be in the material world, but it's a very powerful spiritual path I'm on, so she had to transition
yeah.
to help me from the other side.
She wants you to, and she loves you very much, and she's probably in the sixth or seventh dimension by now, you.
Wow.
But she wants you to, move on, and I'm gonna go off on a tangent here and say that she wants you to be happy in life with a partner, if that makes any sense to you. You've grieved for a long time because you loved her very much, you know, and she was the love of your life, but
yes,
she wants,
it's not so much grieving. It's just to know how powerful she was as a teacher in my life. So I love showing her off on that blog, creativity777.com, because nobody can hurt her, and she's just so beautiful, even more so on the inside than the outside. So it's not a
yeah.
question of grieving. I want to honor her, and in her memory, honor women globally.
Well, she wants you to... What I'm picking up is I got a little bit of a heartburn in my fourth chakra from you. There's a maybe a 1% slight chance, take a piece of the pie out here. There's a little bit of a chance here, Hugh, that she just says, "Hey, Hugh, I know that you honor me, but let's move on here and let's go to the next." Let's find someone else that will and I don't mean to be insensitive. That's not where I'm trying to go with this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's,
no, I've experienced what you're talking about, and there is a woman that I love dearly that I would not even have been able to love so much if it wasn't for my wife. But unfortunately, she's got a lot of issues. So
she's waiting for you to let your shield down. She's waiting for you to just kind of lower your force field down and say, "Hey, you, I'm right here. I love you so much.
Right.
I can't be your former wife, but I love you so much."
Right.
You know, she's like, "I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm waiting. I'm patient. I love you so much. I just need I need for you to kind of drop that drawbridge so I can cross the moat and get into your castle, because she loves you. She really does.
Right.
And you just have to just slow and low, just kind of let her in a little bit, you know."
Right.
And I think that in the next 6 to 8 months, that's what my spirit team is telling me, next 6 to 8 months, if you do it now, Hugh, I think that you'll be a very, very happy camper. You'd be like, "Hello." You know, you'd be like, "Hello, where have you been all my life?" and just know that your former wife will be shining down on you with love and saying, hey, way to go with you.
Oh, I know that. And I've been so blessed just to have had her in my life. So I thank you so much for that insight.
Yeah. Just kind of let that drawbridge around the castle, just kind of let that drawbridge lower down over the moat and just let her in. And, just take it easy, slow and low, and see where it goes. And you never know, you know?
Right.
It's so I hope that makes sense for you. I'm sorry to be so crass.
No, not at all. I always let go and let God, and I'm doing amazing things that I never thought. I even question myself, who am I? but
this woman's going to challenge you. She's going to, and she's a beautiful person too. She's going to challenge you, and she's going to say, hey, you, have you done this, that, and the other thing? And she's going to, like, rock climbing or skiing or something like that. And you're like, oh, I don't know. That sounds kind of scary to me. And she's like, come on, you, do it. You know?
Right.
She's gonna challenge you, and that's what you need.
Right.
You know, that's what your energy field needs. That's what your spirit needs. You need to be challenged. So that's what she's going to bring to you, okay?
Thank you so much, Ryan, and the other people, too. I know you're closing the show, so God bless everyone. And if everyone pray for Susan, hopefully she'll find a miraculous cure, too.
Yes, we hope so too. Thank you, Hugh. And Lynn is available also to give you a message. We have 4 minutes.
Yeah, I really have to share this because when Ryan mentioned a drawbridge, it just about blew my mind because I drew a picture of a stone wall with a drawbridge in it, okay? And he did it before Ryan said it, so I'll have to scan this and show it to you guys. Hugh, you ought to get your own little blog talk show. You can do a free version. There's no, seriously, I think.
No,
that,
I'm very familiar with a blog talk.
Yeah,
but, I'm just starting to get my core together, and there'll be whole blog talk networks that will be part of it. Yes.
Oh, fabulous! Because that's, I think, how you're going to get your voice heard out there. I have a really cute little message that came through for you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say it in a PG-13 way, not how it's coming through. Okay, but in all this, with all this horse hockey, there is a pony somewhere. Okay?
Right.
Okay. It
I
wouldn't
know that
be so
story.
Much. Okay. All righty. So that's coming through. Plus the name Meredith comes through. Plus what I believe is angel number 22. As opposed
that's
to like
birthday.
Okay. Well, number 22 comes through, and then I think a crossed over energy with the name of Meredith. Okay, coming through.
Uh-huh.
And there's a pony and all that horse poop. Alrighty.
Well, thank you so much again, and God bless everyone, and we'll get there. It's just. People have to really understand, too, that it's a personal heart-to-God connection. I heard you talking about the religions earlier. The religions, if they're not bringing you to that personal heart-to-God connection, they're a third-party manipulator. And if they all function properly on the planet, nobody would be deprived clean water, food, and proper shelter. So I hope people will. They're good to bring people together in the community. There's a lot of good people in religions, but again, they're not doing what we need on the planet, and they should really wake up to doing that too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much again, and I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Hey.
Wow. Well, that was so nice. What a beautiful show, and thank you, everybody. We have like 20 seconds here. Thank you, Ryan and Lynn. Fantastic. And
thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway, we will have a good week, everybody. Enter the light. and we're going off right now.
Okay.
Okay.